Well, folks, this is Carl Vlaire with the Stuck Mike Avcast reporting for Sun and Fun Radio, and we're next to an airplane I have not flown in about a dozen years. This is an Aranca Champion and the Champ, and boy, I tell you, the last time I was in this, I had problems getting to pattern altitude at full power, me and another big old person. But I'm looking at a beautifully restored yellow aircraft, Aranca Champ, and I tell you, this thing is just tight and wonderful on the inside with it looks like nothing the original except for the mahogany that's on the floor here. And I'm with today the owner of this from Tampa, Florida. And you are?
John Murray.
John. And this is your aircraft. Now, how long have you had this, Champ?
This airplane I bought in the summer of 2009. It had been wrecked and was totaled, and I bid on it because the insurance company had it up for salvage. Got it and brought it back to Tampa, and it was being restored at the Peter O'Knight Airport for about 2 years.
Wow. Now, can you tell our listeners a little bit something about the Champ? It looks like it's a bit overpowered.
Overpowered is not exactly the way I describe it. It has the original Continental A65 engine in it, which I had totally overhauled, and it was a real interesting exercise to find parts for it, but I had a very good shop do the work, certified engines down in Miami. And you were right in your intro that it takes some wishing and hoping sometimes to get it climbing, whether you're in the summertime, especially in Florida.
Yeah, it sure does. And I was actually looking at purchasing one, and we sure couldn't get pattern altitude there at Peter O, and that's actually where you have it based. Now, if you take a look at this airplane, you look at the front, it kind of looks like a face to me. It's always looked like a puppy's face. It's cute, it's cuddly, it's fun, it's a joy to fly. Do you enjoy flying this aircraft?
I love flying this airplane. It's something, this is my golf club, it's my all my social activities, so I spend a lot of time with the airplane as much as I can, and I like to get it in the air at least every week.
Well, that looks like a blast. Now, there's not much avionics in this aircraft. You don't fly this IFR, I assume, and you must navigate just locally by, I guess IFR. You follow roads?
I do. I follow anything I can. And it's not that there's not much avionics in this airplane. There are no avionics in this airplane. It has no electrical system, so it's grandfathered in, and I can fly it without a transponder. But the new electronics that are available, I use my iPad and a GPS receiver, and it's absolutely like shooting an approach and almost like being IFR.
Let me ask you something. Somebody who's looking at purchasing something older like this that doesn't have electric system and they don't have a transponder, how does that limit you?
It's not as limiting as you might imagine, because you can you have to stay out of airspace above 18,000 feet, obviously, or maybe it's 10,000 feet. I have to check my regulations. But as long as the airplane was manufactured before a certain date without an engine-driven electrical system, then you're grandfathered in, and you can get by in most places without it. You cannot go into Class C or Class B airports.
But you can fly underneath, which you do every day.
I do indeed every day. We're right next to Tampa International Airport, so slipping in and out of Peter O'Knight's quite easy.
Yeah, and that's a big misconception. A lot of folks think they can't fly one of these aircraft, but you can, and I'm glad you brought up that point. Now, you did some restoration to this. How long did it take you to restore?
I had a gentleman in Tampa named Michael Mock who did the restoration. It took nearly 2 years to do because he took it down right to the bare bones, and I wanted to keep it as original as I could because this was the first airplane that I ever flew as a student pilot, and I wanted it to be restored as nicely as I could.
You know, it's a great job on the restoration and also the covering. We were just speaking with the folks at Polyfiber, and this was a Polyfiber, I think I heard you say?
Yes, it was, and they were very, very supportive. We dealt with their office in Riverside, California on several occasions, and absolutely it was a delight to deal with them.
Well, it sure is a beautiful plane. If someone's looking to restore something like this, is there any advice you might give them?
Yeah, I have a very big bank account and have a lot of time, and this absolutely was a labor of love because it was my first airplane, and it's economically not something I'd advise anybody to do, but it's absolutely was worth it, and I'm sure we'd do it again.
Terrific. And if someone wants to see your plane, because I really encourage you folks to come out of here. If you've heard about a Champ, and we talk about Champs a lot, this is a perfect example of what a Champ should look like. And it's right outside on the vintage aircraft, right behind all those steermans that are lined up there. And you'll be around till?
Actually, I'm going home to Tampa because it's a short flight, but I'll be back tomorrow on Saturday, and hopefully in the pretty close to the same place.
Terrific. Anything else you want to tell the folks about the aircraft? Well, gosh, I sure appreciate your taking the time to show us this wonderfully restored Champ, boy, I'd love to buy it off you. This is just a terrific aircraft, and if anybody wants to see this, again, come out here to the Vintage Aircraft Line right behind all the Stearmans there, and this is Carl Valeri reporting for Sun and Fun Radio.